Farm income down, debt up. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. When 2016 is over, U.S. farm income will likely be down from the year before. Gary Crawford has some key numbers in USDA's latest income forecast.
As farmers finish up their bookkeeping for 2016, Agriculture Department analysts are finishing up their farm income projections for 2016.
We do see net cash farm income and net farm income both coming down this year relative to 2015.
USDA's chief economist, Rob Johansson, he says 2016 will likely mark the third straight year of falling profits for farms. Here are some of the numbers. Net cash income, $90.1 billion, down 14.6% from last year. Net farm income dropping by over 17% to $66.9 billion.
The majority of that decline is coming from livestock receipts.
And they are expected down by over 12%. Crop receipts could actually end up topping last year, but only slightly. Helping producers somewhat will be USDA Farm Safety Net program payments.
Overall, we expect government payments this year in 2016 to increase by about 19% relative to last year, up to almost $13 billion in 2016.
And also, farm expenses are expected to be 3% lower than in 2015, but that is mostly from lower prices for feeder cattle and hogs. But the overall result of all this, the average value of a producer's farm assets is about 2% less than 2015.
In addition, we have seen an increase in overall farm debt.
And that is up by over 5% this year. So comparing farm debts to farm assets,
overall, we're expected to see a debt-to-asset ratio of about 13.2%. That's up a little bit from our August estimate of 12.4%, but still substantially below the levels we saw back in the 1980s.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.